Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Acceptance and Commitment Therapy Toolbox, 90 Exercises and Worksheets to Help Overcome Depression, Addiction, OCD, and Reduce Anxiety by Calvin Caulfield is a practical self-help and mental health workbook built around acceptance and commitment therapy, commonly known as ACT. Rather than presenting ACT mainly as theory, the book is positioned as a structured collection of exercises, worksheets, reflection prompts, mindfulness practices, and grounding tools. Its purpose is to help readers work with difficult thoughts, emotions, cravings, compulsions, and stress responses without making symptom elimination the only goal. The material is organized around core ACT ideas such as acceptance, cognitive diffusion, present moment awareness, self as context, values, and committed action. The book is aimed at readers dealing with anxiety, depression, OCD, addiction, PTSD-related distress, chronic pain, or recurring emotional overwhelm, while also being usable by practitioners who want accessible ACT-based activities. Its main value lies in translating an evidence-based therapeutic model into repeatable daily practices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the six ACT processes give the toolbox its practical structure. A central feature of the book is its reliance on the six core processes of acceptance and commitment therapy. These processes are not presented as isolated ideas, but as a framework for choosing what kind of exercise fits a particular difficulty. Acceptance addresses the tendency to fight, suppress, or avoid painful inner experiences. Cognitive diffusion helps readers notice thoughts as mental events, rather than literal commands or facts. Present moment awareness trains attention toward what is happening now, which is especially relevant when anxiety, rumination, or cravings pull attention into imagined futures or painful memories. Self as context supports a less fused relationship with changing emotions and identities. Values clarification asks what kind of life the reader wants to move toward, and committed action turns those values into concrete behavior. This structure matters because many workbooks offer techniques without a clear decision system. By linking tools to ACT processes, the book helps readers understand why a practice might help and when it is appropriate. That makes the exercises less random and more clinically coherent. Secondly, acceptance and diffusion target the struggle with thoughts and emotions. The book reflects a key ACT assumption: suffering often intensifies when people treat unwanted thoughts and feelings as enemies that must be defeated before life can continue. For anxiety, depression, OCD, addiction, and trauma-related distress, avoidance can become a short-term relief strategy that strengthens the problem over time. The acceptance exercises in the toolbox are designed to help readers make room for uncomfortable sensations, emotions, or urges without immediately escaping, arguing, numbing, or compulsively neutralizing them. Cognitive diffusion techniques serve a related but distinct purpose. They help readers observe thoughts such as catastrophic predictions, self-criticism, cravings, or intrusive images without automatically obeying them. This is especially relevant to OCD and addiction, where the presence of a thought or urge can feel urgent and authoritative. The book does not imply that painful thoughts disappear through acceptance. Instead, it emphasizes changing the reader's relationship to private experience. The practical reasoning is that when thoughts and feelings lose some of their controlling power, behavior can become guided more by values and less by avoidance. Thirdly, values clarification shifts the focus from symptom control to meaningful action. One of the book's most important ACT-based contributions is its emphasis on values rather than only symptom reduction. In many self-help approaches, progress is framed mainly as feeling calmer, thinking more positively, or removing distress. ACT takes a different route by asking what the reader wants life to stand for even when distress is present. The toolbox includes reflection-oriented practices that help identify value directions in areas such as relationships, health, work, recovery, personal responsibility, or emotional honesty. This matters because depression, anxiety, addiction, and compulsive behavior often narrow life around avoidance. People may stop doing meaningful activities because they expect discomfort, shame, cravings, or uncertainty. Values clarification creates a reason to re-engage with life that is not dependent on first feeling ready. Committed action then translates values into realistic steps. The book's usefulness depends on this sequence: acceptance and diffusion reduce the dominance of internal barriers, while values and action provide direction. Without the values component, the exercises could become short-term coping tools. With it, they become part of a broader behavioral change process. Fourthly, mindfulness and grounding exercises provide immediate practice points. The toolbox format gives particular attention to exercises that can be practiced during acute stress, emotional escalation, or relapse risk. Mindfulness practices in ACT are not meant to produce a permanently calm mind. Their purpose is to increase contact with the present moment and create enough space to choose behavior deliberately. Grounding exercises are especially relevant for anxiety, panic-like arousal, intrusive memories, and compulsive loops because they redirect attention toward observable sensory information and current surroundings. The book also includes meditation-style practices presented for high-stress situations, which fits its broader aim of making ACT usable outside the therapy room. The practical importance of these exercises is that readers often need tools before they can engage in deeper reflection. Someone caught in spiraling worry, craving, or emotional flooding may not be able to analyze values immediately. Grounding and mindfulness create a workable starting point by stabilizing attention and reducing automatic reaction. However, the ACT logic remains clear. These practices are not simply relaxation techniques. They are methods for noticing experience, loosening reactivity, and returning to chosen action. Lastly, the transdiagnostic design makes the book broad but requires careful use. The book is designed for a wide range of problems, including anxiety, depression, OCD, addiction, PTSD-related distress, chronic pain, and difficult memories. This breadth reflects ACT's transdiagnostic nature. ACT focuses less on diagnosis-specific symptom categories and more on psychological flexibility, meaning the ability to stay in contact with the present, make room for inner experience, and act according to values. That makes a toolbox approach plausible because similar avoidance patterns can appear across different conditions. A person with anxiety may avoid uncertainty, a person with addiction may avoid emotional pain through substances, and a person with depression may withdraw from valued activities. The same ACT principles can apply in different forms. At the same time, the book's broad scope is also a limitation. Exercises and worksheets can support self-directed change, but they are not a substitute for professional treatment when symptoms are severe, safety concerns are present, substance dependence is medically complex, or trauma work requires specialized care. Its best use is as a structured supplement, a practice guide, or a bridge between insight and daily behavior. In conclusion, Acceptance and Commitment Therapy Toolbox is best suited for readers who want an applied, exercise-heavy introduction to ACT rather than a mainly theoretical explanation. It may be useful for people dealing with recurring anxiety, depressive withdrawal, intrusive thoughts, cravings, compulsive patterns, stress reactions, or chronic emotional avoidance. It can also serve therapists, coaches, or peer support facilitators who want ACT consistent worksheets to support discussion and practice, provided they use it within their competence and do not treat it as a replacement for clinical care. The practical benefit is its emphasis on repeatable actions, noticing thoughts, allowing emotions, grounding attention, clarifying values, and choosing behavior that moves life forward. Intellectually, it helps readers understand why ACT differs from approaches that focus primarily on disputing thoughts or eliminating symptoms. The book stands out in its category because it is presented less as a narrative self-help argument and more as a large toolbox of structured practices. Many ACT books explain psychological flexibility in depth, while many workbooks offer scattered coping techniques. This title's differentiating feature is its attempt to connect numerous exercises to the recognizable ACT process model, giving readers both variety and a functional way to decide which tool fits a given moment. If you would like to support Calvin Caulfield, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.